I'm Kinley Walsh-Lawler, President and CEO of Parks California. Across California, parks are places where nature and community come together. Through Arts in California Parks, artists and culture bearers are creating murals, performances, and cultural programs with local organizations that reflect community stories and deepen our connections to these landscapes. From music in neighborhood parks to murals that celebrate heritage, these projects remind us that parks are more than just open space. They're living galleries of creativity and belonging. Learn more at parkscalifornia.org/arts.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Thursday, November 6th. Poway Council member Tony Blaine has resigned after voters recalled him. More on that next, but first, the headlines. California voters overwhelmingly approved Proposition 50 on Tuesday. One day after its approval, state Republicans filed a federal lawsuit in LA asking a judge to block the new district lines temporarily so that California's maps would stay in effect for the 2026 midterm elections. Locally, our 48th Congressional District Representative Daryl Issa had this to say in a statement. "I'm not going anywhere. I'll continue to represent the people of California regardless of their party or where they live." Under Prop 50, the district Issa currently represents will change to have more registered Democrats than Republicans. It will also lose parts of San Diego County and add more of Riverside County. Several local Democrats have announced their intention to run for the seat, including San Diego Council member Marnie Von Wilpert and former congressional candidate Amar Campanajar. Point Loma's safe parking program now has more than 100 spaces available for people to be able to sleep overnight in their vehicles. The lot is at the former H Barracks site near the San Diego International Airport. The site can accommodate regular or oversized vehicles, including RVs. Supportive services are also being offered there. It's being slated as a place to stay without the risk of being ticketed for parking on a city street or at a park. One local critique of the H Barracks lot is that it's not open 24/7. That means occupants have to leave the site and return once it's reopened. Today is day 37 of the federal government shutdown. As of yesterday, it's the longest shutdown in U.S. history. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors unanimously voted Tuesday to call for federal action on food assistance. Nearly 400,000 San Diegans are currently cut off from SNAP benefits. The board directed their chief administrative officer to send a letter to the administrator of the USDA. It calls for an immediate release of contingency reserves to continue SNAP benefits during the shutdown. The courts previously ruled to require the government to do so. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfire safety.
Poway City Council member Tony Blaine resigned yesterday, one day after a special election to recall him. Initial results from the Registrar of Voters showed that 80% of the voters supported removing him from office, just a year after they first elected him. Poway Mayor Steve Voss says Blaine's resignation is too little, too late.
"It comes as a weak response. However, it will give us the opportunity to move forward. We'll call a special council meeting and take the next steps."
That council meeting is set for 11 a.m. Friday. Voss says a special election could happen sooner than expected because of Blaine's resignation. The late Vice President Dick Cheney is remembered as an architect of war. He served as Defense Secretary during Operation Desert Storm and Vice President during the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan. Carlsbad City Council member Melanie Burkholder was a Secret Service agent who spent time protecting Cheney. She remembers a soft-spoken family man. Reporter Andrew Dyer spoke with her.
I think sometimes when people are that powerful in the political realm, we kind of forget that they're actually humans.
Melanie Burkholder was a Secret Service agent based in Los Angeles 20 years ago during George W. Bush's presidency. That meant protecting Cheney when he visited his home in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. She says he was a
complete family man at the end of the day.
Cheney is most remembered for the wars he championed in Iraq. Polling at the time shows majorities of Republicans and Democrats supported military action in 2003. Today, most Americans say the invasion was a mistake. Burkholder gives the vice president the benefit of the doubt.
I think it's fair to consider him a war hawk. I think it's also very true that he did what he thought was best at all times. And I don't think that was out of personal interest. I think it was out of the interest of this country.
One of the things Burkholder says she learned from Cheney was to always stand up for what you believe in. She even named one of her kids after him. Reporting from Carlsbad, Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
After months of discussion, council members in National City Tuesday struck down a controversial biofuel depot project. They said the benefits for the county as a whole would come at too high a cost for National City. Corey Suzuki has more.
The proposed depot had faced fiery opposition from residents, environmental groups, and the local school district. That's because it would rely on diesel-burning trains and trucks, bringing more air pollution to West National City, which already has a history of heavy industrial activity. Last month, the city council appeared divided on the project. They asked the Texas energy company behind it, USD Clean Fuels, to find offsets for the pollution. But in a surprise decision Tuesday night, council members voted unanimously to reject the project. Council member Luz Molina represents West National City.
The West Side has done its share. We are not saying no to progress. We're just not wanting to be the price of it.
Residents and environmental activists erupted into cheers following the decision. Amy Castaneda is with the Environmental Health Coalition. She says their plans now are to continue to push for cleanup of existing pollution in the city.
We're excited and we're looking forward to those opportunities. So, yeah, I think first we rest and then we get back to work.
For now, Castaneda says National City residents can all breathe a little easier. In a statement, USD Clean Fuel said they were disappointed in the decision and would evaluate their next steps. Corey Suzuki, KPBS News.
The San Diego Asian Film Festival kicks off tonight in North County and moves to Mission Valley Friday. Cinema junkie Beth Accomando has this preview.
Over the next 10 days, the San Diego Asian Film Festival will showcase 150 films from 30 countries. The diversity goes beyond highlighting different cultures. Artistic director Brian Hu is dedicated to programming films that take audiences across genres and cinematic styles, from intimate family dramas to epic historical spectacles, from art house audacity to exhilarating Bollywood musicals.
I mean, I fell in love with art cinema the same time I was falling in love with Bollywood films. In some ways, like, they're doing something similar, which is Bollywood knows how to use cinema. It's aiming for this sort of maximalist energy that is sort of like unlocking all the things that Hollywood seems to be afraid to do. Art house cinema is also trying to unlock things that Hollywood is afraid to do, but so are these, like, big-time entertainments like the ones from Bollywood.
And as Apna Apna serves a Bollywood romance. But the San Diego Asian Film Festival has something for everyone. The festival runs through November 15th at Ultrastar Mission Valley and UC San Diego's Price Center. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
The founder and owner of Mary's Donuts, Mary Hennessy, served fresh donuts and coffee to the Santee community for four decades. Hennessy passed away last month, but her granddaughter says her legacy will live on.
Most mornings, you'll find Kelly Hennessy working the counter at Mary's Donuts, greeting customers and working the register.
Our donuts are good. They're always good. Consistency at a donut shop is key. You don't come back if someone does it wrong. You only get one chance with some people. So being consistent, being reliable, the most important thing in this business.
But on a recent Monday, there was a sadness accompanying the usual bustle. Kelly wore a black sweater, and across the room on the shop's original counter was a collection of flowers, cards, candles, and photos, a makeshift memorial for the shop's owner and founder, Mary Hennessy. She passed away last month at the age of 94. But the spirit she brought to the shop is still felt.
She really brought a sense of community to this place and just making eye contact, talking to people, really caring what they said. Those were all really important things to her.
The chopping you hear are apples being diced to make Mary's signature delicacy, the apple fritter. Mary's Donuts has been part of the Santee community for more than 40 years. Generations have grown up coming to the 24/7 donut shop.
Well, I think having a business open 24 hours a day and is able to serve the community is really important. To be reliable, to be there for people, it allows for, once again, you to be counted on.
Mary hadn't planned on being in the donut business, but one day in 1973, her late husband, Donald, handed her a help wanted ad from Winchell's. She worked at Winchell's for a decade. Then in 1984, she decided to go into business for herself. She took over a shop in Santee named Zona's and eventually renamed it Mary's. Kelly shows me a photo of the couple from that era.
So these are my grandparents, Donald Hennessy and Mary Hennessy. Her reading the paper, him reading the paper, having a cup of coffee. This is pretty typical, you know. They love to hang out. They love to see the people.
Mary wanted that casual hangout energy to be reflected in the space. Pictures of her clientele started appearing on the walls.
It was important to her to reflect the community. It wasn't about her. It was about these people in this place living life together.
Lainey McShay came by the shop to pick up donuts for her and her daughter that Monday.
I think it's honestly just been the owner was so wonderful, and she was just did a lot of things to the community. There was a lot of sponsors and things like that.
10-year-old Milan Flores and 13-year-old London Flores also came in with their family for their favorite donuts. I asked them how Mary and the donut shop had impacted their community.
Pretty big, I think. Everybody loves Mary's. I think everyone will be a little sad still, but everyone will come and memorize her by getting her donuts still.
Not all that long ago, Kelly was London's age. Today, her childhood memories are sprinkled throughout the shop.
Third from the bottom in the middle here, that's me as a little kid. My grandmother owned it and she kind of let me have the run of the place. She would set up special spots so I could decorate donuts, do all the things.
She didn't know it then, but this on-the-job training was preparing her for what was ahead. Now she feels a responsibility to honor her grandmother's legacy.
It's important for me to just keep doing what she's always done. She wanted us to be here. She wanted us to be reliable. She wanted to help people. She wanted to give people the opportunity to grow and do better. And I want to do the same thing.
A public celebration of life for Mary will be held at the Town Center Community Park East in Santee on November 15th. Elaine Alfaro, KPBS News.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening.
Here in Southern California, we know all too well the devastation wildfires can cause. That's why our mission is to stop the next one before it starts. I'm Brian D'Agostino, leader of SDG&E's Wildfire and Climate Science team, and we've built one of the most advanced wildfire prevention programs in the country with a team of world-class meteorologists using artificial intelligence and real-time weather data, all to help keep our communities safe. We're also building a stronger grid and using public safety power shutoff when necessary, because believe me, I've seen firsthand how unpredictable wildfires can be. But here at SDG&E, we face that uncertainty head on to help keep you safe. Learn more at sdge.com/wildfiresafety.